Good morning, and I'm happy to be with you again today.
早安，我今天很高兴能够再一次跟你们同在。
My apologies, I was running late today, as this is Halloween. It's often a day where there's different troubles going on for one reason or another.
今天是万圣节，所以好像早上我迟到了一些，因为很多事情就发生。今天我们，对不起，我先讲一下，我们今天没有那个 PowerPoint 啊，所以大家可以翻开你们的。程序单，然后跟着这个。
Right, and translating back to English, he said, "There's no PowerPoint."
Oh, sorry.
Today we want to talk about the reality of evil or a Christian worldview of the reality of evil.
今天我要讲的题目是邪恶的真相，哈。在也可以讲是说我们基督徒怎么样来看这个邪灵的真相。
As you're aware, today is celebrated as Halloween in America.
今天在美国我们是庆祝万圣节的时候。
I remember meeting someone who came to Canada from France, and he happened to be in a home on Halloween.
我记得有一个人，他从法国到加拿大来探访，刚好就是万圣节的时候。
And this Frenchman didn't know how to handle the children knocking at the door saying trick or treat.
这个法国人呢，他不知道怎么样来应付这些人来敲门的，要糖还是要个恶作剧。
So he did the best he could. He said they came with the bags open, and he says, "Okay, I'll take this one, and I'll give you a dollar."
他就打开门，他不知道怎么弄，他就问，看到那个小孩子把那个药糖的袋子打开，他就不知道怎么应付，他只好说：“那我拿这个糖，我给你一块钱。”
So after a while, he had run out of dollar bills, and he had more candy than he wanted.
所以结果后来他就变成一块钱都用过掉了，可他有好多糖。
And in some ways, my purpose for preaching about evil today is that there is a celebration in American culture that we don't always understand properly.
今天我选的讲到邪灵的真相，是因为在美国我们有许多事情我们来庆祝，可是我们不知道这个真相是什么。
October 31st is not only Halloween, it's also Reformation Day on the church calendar.
十月三十一号不但是美国的万圣节，也是在宗教改革上的一个非常重要的日子。
It was on October 31st in the year of 1517 that Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the church door in Wittenberg.
十月三十一号，在1517年，也是马丁路德他把95条挑战的议题，定在那个德国一个威登堡的这个教会门上。
This was an attempt to reform the Roman Catholic Church.
因为他是主要是要来改革当时的天主教。
But it led to Martin Luther being expelled from the church and the beginning of the Reformation.
但是在改革宗教的开始，马丁路德被教会赶出去了。
The major themes of the Reformation is that salvation is by faith alone in Jesus Christ.
他改革的目的是要让人知道，只要单单信主耶稣基督，就是一个我们信心得救的开始。
And the second theme is that we find truth in the scriptures alone.
而且他也告诉当时的人说，我们要从圣经中知道真理。
Your church and our church are children of the Reformation in many regards.
所以在你们的教会跟我们教会都是一样，都是在这宗教改革的下面的产物。
But today we will be focusing more on October 31st as a day that our culture celebrates evil in many respects.
但是今天我们要注目重点是在我们今天在这个社会里面，我们来庆祝十月三十一号的结果。
In America, Halloween is a day that many people glorify witches and demons, violence and different kind of images on their front lawns and in their dressing up.
今天在美国，我们十月三十一号，我们反过来是庆祝许多邪恶的事情，庆祝这些巫术，庆祝这些邪恶，庆祝暴力，很多事情发生。
Most Americans would say it's just innocent fun. It's kids play. It's that sort of thing.
因为很多美国人觉得这是很好玩的事情，只是小孩子在那边玩游戏。
And yet, I'm here to say the Bible teaches us there is a reality of demons, there's a reality of evil.
但是圣经里面教导我们一些邪灵的真相, 这是真实的事情。
And in some ways, Halloween becomes a marketing tool to open up children to things that normally they would not be opened up to.
在传统里面，常常这个节日是向这些孩子们 推销一些事情, 他们原来不一定可以接触到的事。
As one example of this, my neighbor has his whole yard decorated with tombstones and skulls. It looks like a graveyard next door to me.
所以在我的邻居里面就有一家，他把他的院子里面就布置成像坟墓牧场一样，有碑，有墓碑，有很多奇怪的东西。
In many ways, they're good people, and they're going to, you know, decorate for Thanksgiving and then decorate for Christmas as well.
他们这些人都不是坏人，他们只是想用这些节庆来把他们的环境布置的就像那个节庆一样，或者是像感恩节啦，是圣诞节这样子。
But this morning when I went out to get my newspaper, he called out to me, says, "Do you have a newspaper? Because they stole mine this morning."
今天早上当我出去拿报纸的时候，他跑来问我说，你有没有报纸啊？他说我的报纸被人家偷，昨天晚上被人家偷走了。
And I thought, isn't it interesting? You're celebrating evil, and someone just did something evil to you in response.
所以我觉得很好笑，你在那边庆祝这个邪恶的节日，可是别人却做了一些坏事对你。
And he wasn't too happy about it.
所以他并不是很快乐。
So in many senses, Halloween is celebrated as innocent, but our reminder today is there is a reality of the demonic world.
虽然好像在万圣节我们是小孩子很天真无邪的来庆祝，可是在事实上，这邪恶的事情是确实存在的。Our
text today is Mark chapter 9, verses 14 to 29.
今天我们要讲的经文是马可福音9章14到29节。And
I chose this account because it has to do with the demonic and with children.
因为我选的这个讲题，是因为这个讲题里面包括的就是邪恶、鬼父跟孩子的事情。If
I can summarize a Christian worldview, that is that the seen world is only half of reality.
今天我看到这只是一半的真实的情形。There
is a seen world and there's an unseen world.
今天我们看到是有罪的世界跟无罪的世界。And
in that unseen world, there are angels and there are demons.
在有罪的世界里面，有天使也有魔鬼。And
demons bring harm on people from time to time.
因为在不断的在每个时间，这个魔恶魔都带了伤害来对人。I
will read Matthew or Mark 9:14 to 29. I'll read it in English. It'll be followed with reading in Chinese.
我先来用英文讲马可福音9章14到29，然后中文再念中文。
When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "Oh, unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked and convulsed him violently and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many people said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." They left the place and passed through the Galilee.
好，九章十四节，耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。众人一见耶稣，都甚稀奇，就跑上去问他的安。耶稣问他们说：“你们和他们辩论的是什么？”众人之中间有一个人回答说：“夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着，无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。”耶稣说：“嗨，不幸的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。”他们就带了他来，他一见耶稣，鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中流沫。耶稣问他父亲说：“他得这病有多少日子呢？”回答说：“从小时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里、水里，要灭他。你若人做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。”耶稣对他说：“你若人信，在信的人凡事都能。”孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说：“你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。”那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，就出来了。孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。但耶稣拉着他的手，扶他起来，他就站起来了。耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说：“我们为什么不能赶出他出去呢？”耶稣说：“非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。”
My first point today on this text is that the demonic targets children.
我今天讲的第一点就是说，这个邪灵专门找孩童下手。
At least from an American point of view, this is a hard point for many people to accept.
因为今天在美国，很多人不能接受，小孩子是有身上有带鬼附的。
We tend to think of evil people having at least a bit of a heart for children. They'll leave them alone.
因为我们总是认为，就再邪恶的人，他们对孩子总是有一个怜悯的心，会让他们不受迫害。
But demons are not human. They don't have a heart. They are not made in the image of God in any sense of that.
但是我们知道，这些鬼是没有像人这样怜悯的心，因为他不是从神来的。
An analogy that could be used is watching a nature program.
你们可以查，如果我们来看，就是说，用一个解释来说，如果你们看那些自然界的影片。
When you see a lion that is looking for his lunch and a herd of deer or some kind of antelope.
如果说一个狮子在那边找想吃东西的时候，肚子饿了想吃午餐，它或者在鹿群里面找这个目标。
The lion will attack the weakest in the herd, not the strongest.
你可以看到这个狮子在那边都是找那些软弱的，不是强壮的。
In many ways, Satan does that, or demons do that. They attack when people are weak or when someone is vulnerable.
所以鬼。邪恶的鬼也是这样子做，他都是找那些容易被他伤害的。
My wife is a social worker who works with seniors right now.
我的太太她是社会工作者，她现在是帮助老年人。
And she's convinced that the demonic attacks the senior population as well.
她非常相信这些邪恶的事物真的在那边谋害我们、伤害我们的老年人。
It's when people are more vulnerable, there is more potential for Satan to attack.
因为如果人是软弱的时候，很容易就被魔鬼撒旦所侵害。
1 Peter 5:8 says, "It says your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour."
彼得前书五章八节说，你们务要谨守。警醒，因为你们仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
And so we see that Satan will attack the vulnerable, and in the case of our account, there is a child who has been oppressed by an evil spirit.
所以我们可以看到, 魔鬼真的是在找那个最软弱的人下手, 从这个, 从我们刚刚念的经文里面, 我们可以看到, 他是找孩子。
And in this case, the demon possession is described as something that this child has had from his, when he was very young.
我们可以看到这个鬼附在这个孩子身上是从他非常小的时候就开始的。
We have a similar account in Mark chapter 7 as well.
同样我们在, 马可福音第七章也可以看到同样的例子。
And in this case, this is a non-Jewish mother who is desperate coming to Jesus.
在这里面我们可以看到一个妇人,她不是犹太人,她就非常来, 着急地来找耶稣。
I'll just focus in on verses 7, verses 25 and 26.
我就先只念那个7章25到26节。
It says, In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter.
马可福音七章二十五到二十六节说，当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被巫鬼附着，听见耶稣的事，就来俯伏在她脚前。这妇人是希利尼人，属叙利腓尼基族，她求耶稣赶出那鬼，离开她的女儿。And
here Mark, even though he doesn't have too many stories of people possessed by demon spirit, at least two of them are children that he describes.
在马可福音里面虽然没有很多记载到被鬼附的, 但是他讲的两个例子都是鬼附在小孩的身上。
It saddens me when parents are not there to protect their children from evil.
常常让我觉得很难过，就是很多父母在那里没有保护他们的孩子从这些邪恶的事情里面出来。
It's the role of parents to be the protector of their children.
因为今天父母的责任就是要来保护他的孩子。
And in many ways, there's our culture is filled with entertainment that has evil themes and demonic themes.
今天在我们的社会文化里面，有许多娱乐界，他们也就在那里， 在对小孩子，他就许多有这种邪恶的情节在里面。
In many ways, the cartoons are filled with images and themes which do not line up with a Christian worldview.
甚至在小孩子的卡通里面也有许多这种, 不符合基督教的这种精神里面。
My own children are now 14 and 16 years of age.
我自己的小孩今年是14岁, 15岁了。
And in many regards, we've tried to protect them, but you can't stop them from all influences of the culture.
在各方面我们希望能够保护我们的孩子，但是呢，你却完全没有办法把它从今天这个社会文化里面完全隔离出来。
Let me just give one example. My children have always enjoyed reading, and
让我举个例子，因为我小孩非常喜欢念书。
And a few years ago, all the children were reading the Harry Potter books.
因为在过去几年，许多每个孩子几乎都疯狂这个哈利波特的书。
And we, like most parents, were happy to see children read thick books, right? That's a good thing.
像所有父母一样，我们看小孩子念厚厚的书，我们都觉得很高兴。
But we insisted when they were young that they could not read those books, they could not watch those movies.
但是他们小的时候，我们说了，他们不可以念这些哈利波特的书，也不能看这个电影。
The truth is that now as teenagers, they have been more exposed, they have done some of the reading, but it's different from the mind of a teenager versus the mind of a 7 or 8 year old.
今年他们是青少年，他们可以有自己的决定，他们要念什么书。可是非常不一样的，就是让他小的时候他念的书，跟他长大以后再念，他这个后果是不太一样。
In some ways, I might be happier if they never read any of it, but with an older mindset, they can say this is a story about a wizard and about these kind of themes and process it in a healthier way.
如果说照我的心意的话，我希望他们永远不接触这些书。可是他们可以用不同的方面来说，他们看这个书，因为里面有一些关于这些巫术的这些事情。
If I can give one other example, the movie in the theaters this week is called Hereafter.
今天在电影院里面有演了一个电影，就是《从今以后》。
And the main character is someone who is a reluctant, he's someone who talks to the dead.
因为这里面是有一个人物，他是讲到死后的事情。
The movie said he has a gift to communicate people with dead people.
因为电影里面说他是一个灵媒，他可以跟死人联络的。
And yet, from a Christian point of view, that's something that is demonic. That's evil.
但是在我们基督教的基督徒里面，我们知道灵媒是属于魔鬼的。
We can't expect Hollywood and children's culture to teach our children what is right.
但是今天我们不能靠好莱坞或者是小孩子的这个文化里面来教导我们的孩子什么是对的。
It's for parents to put some limits and to help their children understand a Christian worldview as opposed to a worldview of society around them.
所以实在是我们父母的责任，我们要来教导我们的孩子从基督徒的观点来看什么是对的。
And may I add that it's a support role of the church and youth ministries to help out parents, but the primary role is parents.
所以今天在教会里面，青少年的工作是来帮助父母来怎么教导孩子，但是最重要的，父母实在是占着最重要影响他孩子的力量。
Okay. The second point here is that the demonic disables people.
第二点我要讲的是说邪灵使人失去了能力。
We live in a time where psychologists can come up with all kinds of labels for what is described as demonic in the Bible.
今天我们这个社会里面，心理学家可以用很多的标签来描述一些心理的状况，可是这些在圣经里面都是被鬼附的。
In this account here, we see that the child is not able to speak, and he also has seizures where he foams at the mouth.
我们今天看到这个故事讲到说，这个小孩子他是被哑巴鬼附的，他不能说话，而且他鬼附他的时候，他就又抽风，就会口吐白沫。
If the child that we learn about in Matthew 9 was alive today, I believe that his parents would send him to a psychiatrist to give him medication.
如果今天这个事情在马可福音第九章讲的这个事情发生在我们今天社会的时候，我们相信这父母一定会把他送到心理学家那边去看，也许拿些药来吃。
The family may have to spend a lot of money for therapy to try to get a child to speak, who is not willing to speak.
所以家里面可能很多花了很多钱，就把他们送去心理医生那边去研究，希望他的孩子能够开口说话。
I believe that psychiatry and psychology has its place in culture, but it has a limited ability to diagnose evil.
但是我相信，心理学家跟心理学在今天社会里面是有一席之地，但是我不相信他们能够做赶鬼的事情。
The reality of the demonic is just as real today as it was in the first century.
因为在今天，这个社会里面被鬼附跟就在多少世纪以前是完全一样的。
As Jesus cast out demons in the first century, there is a need for the demonic to be set free in America today.
如果第一世纪主耶稣基督能够赶鬼，今天在我们今天这个时代里面也应该有这样子的事。
There's an expression of evil in every culture, and there are people who are oppressed by the demons in every single culture of the world.
我相信在每一个世代里面，被鬼附这件事情都在的，只是不同的方式出现。
I appreciate the verse in John 10:10.
在约翰福音十章十节。
It says that the thief, and Jesus speaking, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
讲到说盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
And that thief Satan is still stealing, killing and destroying today.
所以今天我们还看到魔鬼实在还是在那边偷窃杀害毁坏。
And yet we live in a society where there is counseling, there's therapy,And there's medication to answer how people are being oppressed.
但今天我们却有许多辅导，许多的药物，许多的安慰来面对来对付这些事情。
I'd like to read us one more account from Mark chapter 5 of a very tortured soul.
我们在念马可福音五章一到二十节。
In Mark 5:1-20, we have an account. As you're turning there. Let me just share a little bit of my own family situation.
在你们这里面讲到是被折磨的灵魂， 让你们在翻的时候， 我可以跟你们分享一下我自己的经历。
My grandparents were believers. They've gone home to be with the Lord now.
我的祖父母， 他们是基督徒， 他们现在已经, 安息主怀了。
But of their 9 children, two of them had struggles with mental health much of their life.
他有9个小孩, 有2个就是受了这些精神方面的疾病。
And my one uncle in particular, I knew him well as I was growing up.
在我成长的过程里面, 我对其中一个叔叔, 我非常跟他, 我知道他的情况非常清楚。
And in many ways, the best way to describe him is he was a very tortured soul much of his life.
如果说我要用一句简单的话来形容他, 他就是非常, 他的名, 真的是被折磨的人。
He fathered 4 children, and after each of the births, he went into a psychiatric hospital.
他是4个孩子的, 父亲, 在每一个孩子生下来, 他都是, 他都要进那个精神病院。
His life was a series of extremes.
因为他的生命里面都是充满了极度极端。
There were times he was very religious.
因为有一段时间他非常, 宗教狂。
There were times he was very rebellious.
但有一段时间他又非常的叛逆。
Other times he had real mood swings.
但有一段时间他又在情绪上波动的非常大。
And it's really by the grace of God, his children grew up in a somewhat healthy environment.
因着神的恩典, 他的孩子都长大得很健康,很正常。
It's really credit to a very patient wife in the midst of all of this.
这都应该归功在他的很有耐心的太太身上。
Matter of fact, his oldest daughter is married to a pastor today.
他最大的一个女儿现在是跟一个牧师结了婚。
And in some ways, the story ended well because before he died, he was very serious in his faith in the Lord.
感谢主，他的最后结局是很好， 因为当他死之前， 他是完全清楚神的恩典。
I remember seeing him as he was, just before he died, he was listening to hymns all the time to find some comfort and some peace in his life.
在他死之前， 他常常用圣诗来听圣诗来得到一些安慰。
However you describe him, my Uncle Abe was in many ways tortured by the oppression of the evil one at some level.
但是你看来看起来就知道我的叔叔他实在是一个被压迫的灵魂。
And even as a pastor, I've known so many people who struggle with mental health issues.
作为一个牧师，我也看到许多人，他们真的是在心理上被压迫。
And as I read my Bible, psychology doesn't have all the answers. Jesus Christ needs to set people free.
但我在看圣经的时候，我知道心理学家并不能使人自由，只有主耶稣基督。
Well, let me read Mark chapter 5.
让我来念马可, 第五章。
It says, they went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send him out of the area. A large herd of pigs were feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank and into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what was happening to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. So Jesus was getting into the boat. The man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed.
第五章第一到二十节，他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方。耶稣一下船，就有一个被污鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎接他。那人常住在坟茔里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。他昼夜藏在坟茔里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。他远远地看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他，大声呼叫说：至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。是因耶稣曾吩咐他说：污鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。耶稣问他说：你名叫什么？回答说：我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。就再三地求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。在那里山坡上有一群猪吃食，鬼就央求耶稣说：求你打发我们往猪群里附着猪去。耶稣准了他们，污鬼就出来进入猪里去，于是那群猪闯下山崖，投在海里淹死了。猪的数目约有2000，放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就来要看是什么事。他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。看见这事的便将鬼附之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人，众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣不许，却对他说：你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。那人就走了，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
Again, we see a man who, if he lived today, he would be given very strong medication and maybe institutionalized in American society.
如果今天在美国社会，这个人是发生在今天美国社会里面，他一定是被医生在心理学家医生给他吃了很重的药，或者把他关在精神病院里面。
And of course, the other challenge is that we're not Jesus Christ. We don't have the authority and power that he does. And yet, there is the deliverance ministry which is given to the church.
但是我们今天也不是主耶稣基督，所以我们没有这个能力就告诉这些鬼出来。但是神却给了教会的权柄。
There are many people who have symptoms that are similar to this individual, where they're deeply oppressed, they're isolated, they're marginalized in our society.
但是今天在我们这个社会里面却有许多人，他们真的是就在处在这样的环境里面，他们被压迫被压制得很厉害，他们也被边缘化了。
But let me take some time and look at my third point, which is that Jesus delivers the oppressed.
所以今天让我们再来看第三点，就是耶稣拯救被压迫的人。
I think there's some principles in Mark chapter 9 which apply to us, how we can help those in spiritual need.
今天在马可第九章里面有许多事情可以今天用在我们身上，让我们在属灵上怎么来应用。
The first point that I would highlight is that the father realized it was a demonic problem.
我看的第一点就是说，他的父亲看到，这件事情是魔鬼的作为。
To look at the big picture, as we read the Gospels, we see that Jesus was involved in casting out demons and he was involved in healing the sick.
我们可以看到主耶稣是在这里赶鬼，而且他使人医治，被医治。
And some of the symptoms of sickness were because of spiritual issues. There was a demonic stronghold.
但是有些时候我们身上的身体上的受伤其实是有些被鬼
Some of the issues of
控制
I'm sorry, some of the issues of sickness was purely physical in nature.
有些生病是就是一些身体上的生病。
And God has created us with different dimensions. We are spiritual beings, we are emotional beings, we are physical beings.
神创造我们有三个不同的层面，我们是有身体，有灵魂，有魂，三个层面。
If you break your leg, you don't pray for deliverance from the demon of the broken leg.
如果今天我们腿摔伤了，腿断了，我们不需要去祷告说是鬼把我们的腿弄断。
If you break your leg, you need a doctor who can put a cast on your leg.
所以我们不需要求神医治我们的腿，而是我们要去看医生，把我们腿打上石膏。
And in the same way, we are all emotional beings. We are influenced by the way we've been raised and our experiences in life.
但是我们又是一个感情的动物，我们常常受了我们生长环境的影响。
And there is a time and a place to talk about our past and to resolve some of our emotional issues.
所以有些时候，我们有些问题的时候，我们需要回归到我们过去，然后我们再来解决我们怎么样来解决我们的情绪。
But my concern is that too often, even the Church of Jesus Christ does not recognize the demonic when it's right in front of them.
但是我常发现，就是基督的教会里面也很少说可以正视到这些问题是。是鬼的鬼在里面作祟。
We've been so influenced by the culture of psychology and psychiatry that we fail to identify what is truly a demonic spirit.
今天我们这社会里面，我们受了心理学家的这个影响，所以我们很少认为说这些是鬼附的事情。
But we see in this account a father who saw his son who had an evil spirit.
但是我们在这里看到一个父亲看到他的孩子被鬼附了。
And his culture taught him to recognize what was of the enemy.
所以他那个时候的文化就把他绑起来，让他看到是他的敌人是什么。
This father couldn't fix it himself. He couldn't even get the disciples to fix it. But he came to Jesus with that problem.
这个父亲他自己没有办法解决这个问题，基督的门徒也没有办法解决，因此他就带着这个问题到了耶稣基督面前。
Which leads to the second point is that the father became an advocate for his son.
所以第二点就讲看到父亲是为儿子代求的。
His son, I think is very important in this account. The child was not the one who came to Jesus. It was the father who brought the child.
在这里很重要的一点就是说可以看到这个孩子不是自己来到耶稣基督面前，而是他的父亲来向耶稣求。
And may I suggest for many of us, we may be in a situation where We need to be an advocate for someone who is oppressed by the evil one.
所以有些时候我们真的是要注意到我们是不是我们是常常要为那些受压迫的人我们可以为他们代求。
If we just expect people who are oppressed to find God on their own, that may not always happen. Sometimes they need a loving friend or someone who cares for them deeply, just like this father did, to bring them to healing and to wholeness.
有些时候我们没有办法要求这些受伤的、被压迫的人他们自己去求，而是有些好朋友或者是关心他们的人能够把他们的问题带到神面前为他们代求。
To use another common experience, so many children in our culture cannot sleep at night because of fear and because they're scared by different things.
有个很简单的例子，我们今天在很多家庭里面，小孩子晚上不敢睡觉，因为他们害怕，或者有些事情让他们不知道。
We need to be parents who can pray with them and not just say it's all going to be okay.
所以我们做父母的是应该跟他们一起祷告，而不只是光告诉他们说没有关系，一切都没有关系。
But there's a need for an advocate like that father, and maybe God is calling some of us to be advocates as well.
所以真的是需要神要有这样的呼召，让他来代求。所以希望神真的在我们中间有人愿意出来做代求的人。
Let me read it one more time for us, Mark 9:21-29, just as to highlight this. It says, Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered, it has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief. Then Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene. He rebuked the evil spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, this kind can come out only by prayer. They left the place and passed through Galilee.
我们再念一次9章21到29节。耶稣问他父亲说，他得这病有多少日子呢？回答说，从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里，要灭他。你若人做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。耶稣对他说，你若人信，在信的人凡事都能。孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那乌鬼说，你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐从他里头出来，再不要进去。那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，就出来了。孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。但耶稣拉着他的手，扶他起来，他就站起来了。耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说，我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？耶稣说，非用祷告这一类的鬼，总不能出来。
Okay, again, I want us to note that a part of the uniqueness of this account is that the disciples were not able to cast out the demons.
我希望你们大家注意到一点，就是说这些门徒好像没有办法把这个鬼赶出来。
And they asked Jesus about it. He says, "Why can't we deliver this boy?"
所以他们问门徒问耶稣说，为什么我们不能把这个鬼赶出去？
What is significant is back in Mark 6 verse 7.Jesus sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits.
因为我们在马可福音第六章第七节也可以看到说，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来差遣他们两个两个出去，也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼。为什么他们还是不能呢？
So Jesus has already commissioned the disciples to cast out evil spirits.
因为耶稣已经给他们能力，叫他们能够出去把这些污鬼赶出去。
And yet at this point, they were not able to be successful with this boy.
但是我们发现在这个孩子身上，这门徒却没有这样的能力做出。
And my translation says, this kind comes out only by prayer, or some translations say, only by prayer and fasting.
在我的版本上讲到是说，需要有用非用祷告，可是有古卷在此，有禁食两字。
And I would suggest to you, the disciples were probably used to going up to someone who is oppressed by an evil spirit and said, in the name of Jesus, come out of that person, and the demon would leave.
也许门徒在过去的经验里面，他们去赶鬼的时候，他们就奉主耶稣基督的名把鬼赶出去。
But they weren't used to that wrestling in prayer over the soul and the freedom of a child.
但是他们并没有用那样子更急迫的祷告，是那个魔鬼可以从被鬼附的人身上出来。
Can I share with you honestly that I wish it was as easy as it seems in the Bible to set someone free from the demonic?
我也很希望说我能够今天跟你们分享，是今天我们可以像圣经这样子，我们就很容易的使人从被鬼附的里面解放出来。
Our passage teaches us that it's not always easy. It's not always something that even everybody is equipped to do.
但是今天我们从这个经文可以看到，并不是那么容易，并不是每一个人都装备好了可以来赶鬼的。
Could it be that that God is calling some within the church to have more experience in having people set free?
也许在今天教会里面有一些人，他们是真的是有这样子的装备，可以出来赶鬼。
A few years ago, I knew a professor and his wife at Nyack Seminary.
多年前我认得一对夫妇，一个教授跟他太太，他们是在南亚神学院的。
They had been missionaries to Indonesia.
他们是到印尼去宣教。
And they had a prayer group that met every Friday specifically to help people get over demonic problems.
所以每个礼拜五他们就有一个祷告小组，他们就专门为这个被鬼附的事情来祷告。
And it was about 10 years ago, we took someone to that prayer group.
十年前我带了一个人到那个祷告小组去。
They had about a 3-month waiting list for people to be set free.
他们有三个月的这个等待的这个名单，才能够为这个人祷告。
But they would take one or two individuals every Friday night and pray for them and pray for their freedom.
所以每一个礼拜五晚上，他们就选有一两个人，他们就为这一两个人，为他们从鬼的情况里面释放出来。
The church needs that kind of ministry because people are still oppressed and struggling with demonic issues today.
今天教会我们实在也需要有这样的事工，因为今天还是有许多人在这个被鬼附、被压迫的这个情形里面。
And again, for many of us, we may have the role of the father in this story where we advocate for someone. Maybe a few of us have that ministry. Maybe some of the church leaders would be able to pray through those struggling.
我相信在我们教会里面，我们如果不能做一个赶鬼的人，可是我们可以做一个像这个父亲一样，为有受这样的压迫、受这样迫害的人，我们可以为他一起祷告。
If I can talk for a moment about power encounter versus truth encounter.
如果我们今天可以看到说，今天我可以谈一下人力的征战跟真理上的征战。
The Bible is filled with many accounts of the demonic.
在圣经里面有许多的地方讲到，被鬼附的。
And in many ways, what we see in our story is a power encounter. Jesus calls the demon and casts them out, and it's over.
因为在今天我们的故事里面可以看到主耶稣他是用他的能力来征战，他用他的能力来 宣告这个叫这个鬼出去。
There are people who are experts in this area today that talk about truth encounter as an alternative to power encounter.
但今天在我们这个好像赶鬼这个里面常常就是用真理来跟这个鬼魔征战。
A key verse for that is John 8 verse 32.
今天我们看到一个圣经上的章节，就是约翰福音八章三十二节这样说。
It says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
他说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
In other words, if we believe the truth of the gospel and the truth of the Bible, the enemy will have to release us from whatever oppression is taking place.
如果今天我们相信圣经的真理，我们相信主耶稣基督，因此这些辖制我们的就可以我们就可以向他们夸胜。
Another verse that's similar would be Romans 12.
今天我们在看罗马书十二章。
It says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
他就说我们要心意更新而变化。
So there is transformation for the person who has been oppressed by evil spirits.
所以我们在我们的心意里面要变化更新，我们才能抵挡魔鬼撒旦的力量。
And if I can just expand a little bit on this point, many people in our culture, when they come to Christ, they've exposed themselves to many evil things.
今天我们我们在今天我们这社会里面，我们来到基督节，我们被面对了许多魔鬼的势力。
Our culture has many different forms of watered down witchcraft.
因为我们今天这个文化里面，我们有许多这个巫术，许多这样不合。
Things like fortune tellers or Ouija boards, things like that.
我们今天有很多人在那个看相啦，看星象啊，看这些东西。
It may be even practicing religious forms from another culture.
或者我们是在不同的文化里面，我们是有很多不同的宗教仪式。
Some cultures have voodoo or African religions as part of them.
因为在好像非洲文化里面，他们有许多这种邪术。
And so when someone becomes a Christian, they need to be set free from any influences of those past experiences.
所以当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们要从我们过去如果有在这参与这些活动里面，我们要从这些东西里面被解放出来。
One example might be someone who's done a lot of drugs in their past, which is common in American culture.
在今天美国文化里面有一个非常普遍的现象，就是很多人被药物控制。
Often psychedelic drugs are associated with demonic worship in many other cultures.
但是好像这个在许多的这种敬拜鬼的里面，有很多是用药物来控制的。
And clearly, exposure to a lot of drugs has been an open door for many people to be oppressed by evil spirits.
所以当被药物上瘾的话，常常就很容易陷入在这个鬼的里面。
Our church has always had some people who have come from a background which has included drug and alcohol abuse.
所以在我的教会里面，有许多人他们来到教会，可是他们过去的这个背景里面就常常是有药物上瘾或者酒精上瘾的这种背景。
In some cases, people with a drug history, they've been set free instantly, dramatically, miraculously.
所以有的人当他们药物上瘾的时候，可是当他们来到神面前，他们好像神迹一样，非常戏剧性的，立刻就可以从这里面得自由。
Frequently, other people have had to come through the support of 12-step group, counseling, and studying God's word, and after a period of time, they've been set free as well.
但是有一些人呢，他们就必须经过一些学习，或者是小组的扶持，或者是经过一些辅导，然后他们最后也可以从这些上瘾里面解放出来。
May I say a third category is someone who may not use drugs anymore, but they're still struggling with many deep emotional problems.
但是有许多人虽然他们不再受药物的控制，但他们的情绪里面常常还是有很深的这个。
I'm using this as an example between power encounter and truth encounter.
所以我就用这个来做这个例证，一个能力的征战或者一个真理的征战。
As we believe the word of God, we will be set free, we'll be transformed.
如果我们相信主耶稣基督，我们就可以从这个里面得以自由，被释放出来。
But again, there's often a need to go through and to renounce any past associations.
但是我们在这里面过程里面，我们需要向我们过去征战。
That need to renounce and reclaim who we are in Jesus Christ.
我们必须要再一次宣告我们是谁，我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们是谁，我们的身份是什么。
As I read the Bible, it's about Christ setting us free from any influences of the demonic.
但我们在圣经里面，我们可以看到，我们可以因着靠宣告主耶稣，我们就可以从这些魔鬼撒旦的控制里面出来。
And it's God's will that we all be set free. We all walk in the freedom of Jesus Christ.
因着神的恩典，我们每一个人都能行在主耶稣基督里面得到自由。
I like the way 1 John 4:4 puts it.
我来看约翰一书四章四节。
It says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world."
约翰一书四章四节这样说：小子们呐，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的，比那在世界上的更大。
I hope as we come to the end of this, we realize that the power of God is far greater than any power of the evil one.
我希望当我们得到这个结论的时候，我们知道我们所信的主耶稣是超过一切，是胜过一切势力的。
The difficulty of a sermon like this is I don't want to give more credit.To the demons than they deserve.
今天我要讲这题目，我不希望大家认为说魔鬼撒旦的力量是大的。
And yet, when you're fighting a battle, you need to understand your enemy.
但是当我们来打仗的时候，我们必须对我们的仇敌要有认识清楚。
We need to realize the victory is ours through Jesus Christ.
我们要知道是胜利是属于我们的，因为我们是靠着耶稣基督的力量。
He died on a cross not just so that we would be set free from our sin.
他死在十字架上，并不是使我们只是从罪里面得释放。
But that we'd also walk in freedom and victory.
但是我们实在是走在自由，走在胜利里面。
That we can walk in such a way that we are not chained to the past or chained to the sins of our heritage.
所以因此我们不会再受过去的文化或者过去的罪里面捆绑。
May we walk in the fullness of God and in His grace and forgiveness.
因此，我们可以在神的恩典跟怜悯里面，我们可以做一个完全丰满得胜的人。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for freedom which is ours in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为我们在你里面是自由的。
We thank you that there is nothing the enemy can do to us that will keep us back from knowing you.
主耶稣，谢谢你，我们真的是没有恶魔可以做任何一件事情使我们回到我们以前的情况。
But Father, we also need to understand the nature of the battle.
但是我们需要知道这个属灵征战的真相。
The reality of the spiritual world.
我们知道这邪恶的真相。
And Father, it's my prayer that we would walk in freedom.
主耶稣，今天我的祷告就让我们能够得自由。
That we would walk in victory.
我们能够得胜。
That the fruit of the Spirit would be ours.
因为圣灵的果子就是我们的。
That we would be filled with love, joy, and peace.
我们可以得到平安、喜乐、和平。
That people would see Christ in us.
人可以看到从我们身上可以看到你自己。
Lord, if there's any way that we're being held back,
主耶稣，如果我们任何事情能阻挡我们前进，
help us to understand how we can know your freedom.
让我们真是更认识如何从你得到自由。
I pray that some of us would also be like that father.
我求你真的让我们看到说我们中间有一些人有那个父亲的心态。
Who became an advocate for his son so that his son could be set free.
他可以真的为他的儿子代求，所以他的儿子可以得到自由。
Father, help us celebrate you this day.
让我们今天是来庆祝你自己的日子。
This is the day the Lord has made.
因为今天是神所创造的一天。
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们在里面得到更多的喜乐。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.